Or how long did they say to change a loofah out? Like,
I've used mine longer than a month.
Oh, and it kind of like takes off dead skin cells? Is it kind of rough?
It's scrubby.
Ooh, and what are they called? An African net sponge.
Also, you can go between the legs.
Oh, yeah?
One time my brother used my loofah and I was so pissed, and I ended up getting hives the next day. I thought it was disgusting.
Ooh, got hives from his skin or just the nerves?
I think my body just like found out that he used my loofah and it just like reacted. It was almost like a...
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like I was so grossed out by it.
Knew it was wrong.
Yeah.
Did he tell you, yeah, I used your loofah, or you just like smelled it?
As soon as I used it, I could like tell that it was just used. Like, it wasn't me.
Hey, have you seen our loofah? Our loofah?
I do this all the time. When there's like, if there's like a ton of water bottles out, I'll grab the water bottle and I'll open it and I'll smell it.
And you can tell.
I can tell which one is mine. Easily. Funny. If it doesn't smell, it's mine.
Okay.
But no, because I can't recognize my own, like, my own smell.
You got to do the back of the hand lick test.
Oh, that's the move to see really how your breath smells.
Oh, I don't want to do that. I'm too scared to do that.
I have a friend who's like addicted to doing that. Is like seeing how, well, he does, he licks his like finger and then he always smells it. It's like a tick he does all the time.
I heard he does this.
Oh, of, like a scratch and sniff, like from down sniff. Under. That's just more of like a health thing.
Like, do I need a shower today type like kind of test.
Just trying to smell your own natural pheromones.
How do you do, Mariah?
I'm not engaging in this conversation.
Don't answer it, hon.
You're disgusting.
We had a coach in middle school. It was Coach Scratch and Sniff. He was notorious for doing it.
He was doing the open?
Yeah, all the time.
Oh. Come up and shake your hand. How you doing there, sport? Yeah.
We would just like watch him at sports games. Like, here's a cut. It's coming. It's coming.
Was he the type where he would just...
Probably. I want to say his name. I don't want to air it out.
Just say it.
No.
Just say it. All right. Let's get right into the intro.
Okay.
We got a lot to talk about today.
We do. We have a lot of ground to cover.
Okay.
Let's do it.
It's coffee time, baby.
Let's go.
Woo!
Just trying to. Unfiltered. Ow. Welcome back to Zane Heath Unfiltered. I'm Zane.
I'm Heath.
I'm Matt.
I'm Mariah.
And we are Unfiltered. Thank you so much for being here on another episode with us today. We actually have four hot, juicy new episodes out on Pretty X Unfiltered. If you guys want to check that out, it's a new podcast that we have with Alicia and Remy, and you guys are absolutely loving it. Last one, Alicia and I go on a date where we both have to meet our dates at the same restaurant, and things go awry.
They do not go well.
Exactly. So make sure to check that out. It's we have four new episodes on the channel right now. Link will be in the description below if you guys want to check it out. Super fun, and we post every Thursdays if you guys have nothing to do on Thursdays. So.
If you don't like laughing and having a good time, then don't click the link.
Yeah, and I'm starting to drink again, and it's only on that show. So if you guys want to have a good time with me, you want to pop open that seltzer, pop open that tequila bottle, you want to get crazy, you hop on over to that channel, all right? You know what I'm saying?
Period.
Yeah, so enjoy the episode, baby. See you there. Just a few hours ago, a solar eclipse just happened. That's up in the sky. Were you there?
Yes.
Did you see it?
Yes. Well, you know, we talked about last episode where I thought what we were going to see was going to be a very, very small amount. Last minute, we kind of realized that my brother had the glasses. And so we went over to his house and we put them on. I was amazed by it on how.
Oh, like, it really worked?
The glasses?
Yeah.
Yeah, the glasses worked.
I couldn't see anything. I was looking at it with my, I know. I was looking at the sun with my bare eyes.
I bared it too, yeah.
And
yeah.
I couldn't see anything.
The, what do you call it? The totality or like the partialness of it. It was like almost like a third way.
So
covered.
you needed those glasses to see the.
Yeah.
If you didn't have it, you couldn't even really see it because it was so bright.
My brother got his, he went to Warby Parker and Warby Parker was giving them out for free.
Look at that. Warby Parker, man. Another one.
And it was so cool putting them on and just seeing how much more dramatic it was than what I was expecting.
Yeah.
And after we like looked across the street, we could see all these like, you know, gardeners, landscaping guys working. I'm like, they have no clue. And my friend, Michael, he's fluent in Spanish. We go over and like, oh, do you guys want to see the eclipse? And they're like, what are you talking about? We're like, Luna, so like. And they put him on and they were like, whoa. And so we were just walking through the neighborhood.
Just going, blowing everybody's minds.
Going up to people going, do you want to see the eclipse? And it was so fun.
It's like, crazy that a lot of people just like didn't even know it was like coming.
Yeah.
We didn't know what time it was. We were like, we should probably set like an alarm for when it's happening. She looked it up and she was like, oh my gosh, it's in 1 minute. I guess we should go outside.
Yeah, I definitely missed that time because I looked up exactly what time it was and I actually missed it. I ended up missing it.
Oh. How long was it covered for? Like what was
it? It was about like in... hour is like the entire phase of it to where there is
wow.
You can see the moon in it.
Yeah.
But peak time, I don't know, it was like 30 minutes. We kind of just watched it over the hour of it.
I saw some videos of people that were like right in that like the prime spot where it gets so dark. Like
it's
it was
really
crazy.
Weird.
Yeah.
My parents just went to the park right outside their house and just sat there on lawn chairs and watched the whole thing get
just
dark
because
it was in Dallas.
Dark.
And it looked so awesome. He said there was nothing like that.
Yeah.
And
but no, like you said last episode, the fact that some people just don't know, like imagine it just getting, mm-hmm. they probably thought it was the end of the world.
Mm-hmm. Oh yeah.
Just no idea.
Wait, where'd the sun go?
It's really beautiful and how awesome the coincidence that we get to experience eclipse because the size of the moon and how perfect of a ratio it is to the sun, because mm-hmm. the sun is like 400 times larger than the moon. And it just so happens to be that it's a perfect ratio for us as on Earth to witness that.
That's right, baby.
Other planets don't get to experience eclipses. Mm-hmm. And that's why I feel like there's some deeper spiritual meaning to it. It's so fucking beautiful.
Yeah, we often
experiencing that phenomenon.
Did you see Peter McKinnon's photo today?
Peter McKinnon, the photographer?
Mm-hmm.
No.
The one that he shot of the eclipse. It's the craziest thing I've ever seen.
It's just one picture?
Yeah. He partnered with Red Bull to get, like, a crazy shot. Look at this.
Whoa!
It is so insane.
That is badass. That is so badass for the people listening. It's two, what do you call those, propeller airplanes?
Red Bull ones.
Red
Bull planes, yeah.
Damn.
Going under the eclipse.
That's so insane.
I said Red Bull set for the next few years.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
like, we got the shot.
Sick.
That's really cool.
That's so awesome. I'd love just seeing all the different people all across the country experiencing it.
Like in their own way.
At UT, they had the band underneath the tower as it was happening, and they were playing, what's that one from like 2001 A Space Odyssey, where it's like, bah, 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 like the Elvis has it in the beginning of his show and shit. It looked so badass.
You see me, I would have just started shooting fireworks. It's
night.
Seems it gets
celebratory.
It gets completely dark, and then launch those fireworks.
Yeah,
just really make everybody just
It should have been more of a show.
Yeah,
I like that.
And then it's back to daytime. And it's just like,
all right.
Oh my god,
right.
That's it.
I bet people have probably done it, but that's
or just a quick hour rave, quick hour outside giant rave.
Yeah.
Lights everywhere.
It was so cool. Yeah, driving around and like seeing all the schools that like were letting all the students out to go see it and seeing people on the street. People making like the pinhole ones where like you cut open the cereal box and like you can see the reflection of it too. There's like
in a cereal box?
Yeah. You like cut open the end of one cereal box and then you get some aluminum foil and it reflects it in. And you can see what it is. And it's so awesome too, the way the shadows were all being casted and everything was like in a crescent shape. Because of the partialness of the sun in that moment.
Yeah, okay.
It was so neat. I wish I went to Austin. I wish I was with my parents and experiencing mm-hmm. it because it won't come back in that area for like a very long time.
It's like, what, 7 years, something like that?
The U.S. will get one in 7 years, but the totality mark will change probably. Mm. Hopefully it'll be on this side. I don't know how it moves around, but.
Pretty cool, though.
Very, very cool. Very cool.
You know there's one person out there on TikTok shop that sold like a million of these glasses.
People cashed out on this.
Cashed out.
Just straight from Alibaba
to your
doorstep.
You need to get these glasses. These are the official solar eclipse glasses. And then everybody.
The other ones aren't protecting. This is the only one rated for.
Yeah, I know that a lot of schools, they gave kids like multiple ones to like when they take home or give them out to other people.
Oh, yeah, that's smart. Like, give it to a bunch of.
Spread it.
I kept wanting to take a picture, but then I was scared it would like ruin the lenses.
Right.
Yeah. I don't know who it was. I saw some girl. She was saying how she didn't even know she was like she was going to look straight at the solar eclipse.
Oh no!
I forget. It was like an influencer. She was like, oh, I didn't even know. I just got these glasses.
Apparently, it's like really dangerous for dogs, too, to just be out in the sun while it was happening.
Oh.
Because, I don't know, like the way, the intensity of the rays, it can like fuck with them or something.
Huh.
Are dogs just all looking at those? Don't you have to look directly into it for it to be
I think it's just
harmful?
The way the rays can, even if they're looking not at it, it's dangerous. I don't know. My brother had his dog and was like, she can't be out. Oh, it's like,
I was out there just... I was filming.
Yeah, you posted that picture. Like, yeah, I was.
That didn't feel good. By the way, my eye did not feel good after I did all that. I like posted stories of my eyes like that, and I thought I'd be fine. Because I thought as long as I don't look directly to it, I'll be fine. But like, it's still.
Oh wait, how was Lauren's wedding? Did you guys go?
Oh yeah, we met yesterday. Yeah.
Oh my gosh, looked like a great time. I just saw the photos.
Yeah, it was pretty. Beautiful. So pretty. They it was pretty intimate. I was excited. I don't know why. Every time before I get to a wedding, I'm like, it's going to be so big. There's going to be so many people, 500 people.
It was 100 people.
It was really small.
Oh, great.
Yeah, the setup was stunning.
Did they do like the ceremony and the reception was out at the same,
same
thing
spot.
Or did you have
same
to go?
Spot.
Oh, yeah. Perfect.
Just go from like, they had like a little middle session where they got married and then you moved to like the
It was kind of like an estate that you like walked around.
Yeah.
To the backside. It was really, really really, really pretty. They did a great job with it.
They had people walking around with horse de ovieres, making sure
horse
we're
all horse de ovieres out the ass.
We had some celebrity encounters over there too. Mm-hmm.
Who was the coolest person there? Was there?
I mean, there wasn't anybody big. There was Lizzie McGuire's brother.
Matt. With the actor who played Lizzie McGuire's brother. Oh, that's cool.
No, he was still Lizzie McGuire's brother in person.
Well, who else was there?
God bless you, Jordan. God bless you. Don't do it again, though.
Are you a big bless you? Anytime someone sneezes, you...
Yeah. I try to, yeah.
Patricia gets on to me all the time. She's like, you're not blessing me, like, enough. And I'm like...
I would never get upset.
You're not blessing me enough.
Well, because the thing is, it's like, you sneezed. Get it out of you. Like, it's normal. Like, I don't know. I never acknowledge my brain. I don't
Can you look
it.
Up the reason why we say bless you to people when they sneeze?
People say like, oh,
I'm very
your
curious.
Heart stops for a second or like, there's
oh, is that
like
what it is?
A, I don't know, it's getting the demon out of you or something.
For many years in the Middle Ages, people believed that when you sneezed, your spirit left your body for a second. So the thought went to say bless you could bring you back to life and also keep evil spirits from entering you in the instant or two that you were believed to have been gone.
I never say. It's not in a habit. I need to get better about doing
it. Oh, I'm about to sneeze now. It really is. It's a sneeze train. It's
it's
I
like
really,
the way yawning is. When people yawn, yawning. You get tired.
Oh, it's a yawn. It's a yawn.
Oh, mm-hmm. I don't have to sneeze. I feel it coming. No, Zane, that's yawning.
I'm coming.
My favorite clip is the that one athlete who was doing like an interview, and he sneezed.
Oh, and he blessed
said
himself.
Bless you to himself, and then said thank you to himself. It was like this. Bless you. Thank you. It was the funniest. Everyone's like, did he just bless himself?
And did it seem like a mistake or like...
No.
Was he nervous because he was like maybe in front of just
I
answering
don't
questions?
Know, but it is...
Bless you. Thank you.
Oh, that looked like a mistake.
Bless you. Thank
that
you.
Looked like a genuine mistake.
That's one of the best clips out there.
How have I never seen
it's
that?
It's the most wholesome
blessed
thing on the internet.
Bless yourself.
Thank you.
Thank you.
It's so honest,
that's
too.
That's crazy.
Like, the way you would say it if somebody... Thank bless. You.
I always sneeze when I, like, walk out of, like, dark spaces into light spaces.
Yeah, like, mostly step outside. When I get that first hit of sun, it makes me feel like I have to sneeze.
Yeah. Apparently, it only happens to, like, certain people who have, like, a weird...
Maybe we're allergic
of it or something. There was a movie I watched recently, and that was like a big plot twist to it. It was about sneezing. Oh, it was that show. Never mind.
You're going to South Korea tomorrow?
I am.
Yeah.
So stoked.
How long are you going for again?
1 week from Tuesday to Tuesday.
And do you have all your days all planned out already?
Yeah, for the most part, I do kind of have a general itinerary of what days we need to hit, like, the certain neighborhoods. You know,
yeah.
It's like, same thing when we went to Tokyo, like, you know, yeah. Shibuya is different than, oh my gosh, why am I blanking on
Shinjuku?
Shinjuku.
Osaka.
And
Ichiramen.
No,
it's just throwing out food.
No, the one area where all the tech stuff was there. That wasn't Akibara. Shinjuku. Akihabara, that's it. But what's great is, like, because of, like, AI and ChatGPT, they do all that research kind of for you, so...
I didn't even think to use that while traveling.
Because
wow.
I was, like, it was taking me a while to figure out, what are the best days to hit these neighborhoods? Because certain times of day and certain vibes, hit for certain areas. So I was able to put that into AI, and it gave me a recommendation per each day.
Damn, my man using that AI thing like a personal
assistant. How many times on the podcast have I said, I keep forgetting that it exists.
Mm. We love it.
What's the one thing you're most excited for?
The DMZ, the demilitarized zone.
Oh, yeah.
Even though I don't think like it's going to be that beautiful, it's just exciting to like...
That you're so close.
To see the border, to have seen North Korea. I'm really pumped about that. And I'm also interested in just trying more Korean food. Because I'm familiar with Chinese food, Japanese food. Only Korean food I've had is like Korean barbecue. And I like what I have, but I want to explore more of the different cuisines and stuff. Like I was talking to Remy about that, and she was letting me know all these types of dishes that I need to try out.
Okay.
That'll be fun.
You should do some interviews out there. You know how like TikTok, like on TikTok, there's people that do like street interviews.
Oh, do I interview Koreans? Yeah. Like,
one of the questions you could ask is, have you ever like ask them about have they ever seen the interview, the movie, The Interview with?
With Seth Rogen to go assassinate North Korea.
Yeah, and just get their thoughts. I'm like so curious because you know that movie was here and we all like.
Yeah, I doubt Seth Rogen and like James Franco could ever really go into North Korea.
Absolutely not, but. I'm just curious to see if anybody in South Korea, like how they feel about that movie.
I wonder if Kim watched it.
They definitely know, but wasn't there a whole thing with the movie?
I knew
when it came out,
there was something.
Yeah, there was controversy with North Korea. They were not happy with it, I don't think.
I'm also excited to do good shopping because like this is the one time where like you really pack light too, because you know, like I even felt like for Japan, I overpacked and I didn't even have enough room for the stuff I bought.
Yeah.
So it's like finding new outfits out there and making that your wardrobe while you're on the trip. Cold there right now? Actually very similar to how it is out here. Hmm. Like the highest is in the 70s and the low is like the 50s. So not too bad. And there's the cherry blossoms. They have cherry blossoms there. So those will be blooming.
In season right now.
Mm-hmm.
Nice.
Very in season. It's so fun going to a different country.
You're going to have some soul food?
For sure.
Are you going to get the heart soul?
Sure. That
I do, yeah. Oh, do they?
I'm
make
sure
those?
They have that.
Is that like an iconic shirt?
Yeah, maybe they'll like have it in Korean.
Yeah.
Can you do like vlog TikToks for us?
For sure. No, we want to be making like tons of like travel content doing it. So
just to kind of get a little POV from you,
document like as much as possible because I really look back at Japan and wish I had more.
Did yeah, even more for
like,
sure.
I did a lot of like I made a lot of like photographs and everything, but.
Yeah.
I wish I had more videos.
And I'm making sure that I have way more like battery packs on me. Because like when you get there and you're like out and about all day and everything's so stimulating, your battery just goes low because you're filming everything. So
are you staying in one hotel the whole time?
One hotel the whole time.
That's nice.
There's like these, like Busan. I got Patricia watch Train to Busan.
Have you ever seen
it? Uh-huh. It's a great Korean movie. Zombie film about this like zombie apocalypse happens in Korea and there's like a big train. Busan is like its other big city.
But it's actually a good zombie movie though.
Yeah.
I was pretty surprised with it. Yeah. Actually, I'm going to watch it again.
Yes. It still holds up.
Yeah.
And, but we were thinking about going to Busan, but apparently it's like it's not even worth trying to squeeze in for the day. But I think we might do like some day trips, see where the train takes you, go an hour out, go see some temples and stuff.
Are you is Seoul by the water at all?
There's a big river. The Han River runs through Seoul.
Oh, okay.
So you're not like on the coast. Busan is on the coast.
Yeah.
But yeah, we'll be doing that.
Okay, cool. Yeah.
Are you guys excited about Coachella?
You know, the festival, not really. We're just excited. Like we love the compound. Right. Yeah, that's going to be nice. Just like
that's a vacation for us. Like you're going on vacation. Like this is like us looking forward to like a little mini vacation.
And I'm realizing like now, as we're getting closer, if we weren't doing the compound, I don't even think we'd really like care to go. It's a lot. And having to plan like the hotels and just like the travel and all that.
It's fucking stressful. I mean,
it's just stressful. Like, cause I'm remembering like the first few years when we were doing like car camping and all that. It is super fucking stressful and everything's really expensive.
I know.
To be trying to figure all that out. And with a big group of people too, like trying to get, making sure you guys all have the same hotel. And it's like,
I think I'm also over like going to a venue for anything.
Just like an event.
Like a football game, a basketball game, whatever it is. It's the parking. It's the traffic. It's like,
yeah,
it's 2 hours of a headache just to like go to this thing. And I'm like, is it worth it?
Mm-hmm. I just want to be dropped in like Roller Coaster Tycoon. Like, just grab my body and just and just drop me in the middle of the park. Like
you leaving could... is the worst. Leaving just any type of big venue. You're like, how am I getting out here? Is there an Uber zone? But like, should I walk further to get picked up somewhere else? And like,
it's so painful.
Yeah. And now I realize why my parents never really wanted to go anywhere like that.
Do you guys leave on the Thursday and get in?
Leave Thursday morning and come back Monday night.
Okay. Yeah. Perfect.
Monday night.
It's gonna be a nice little long.
I'm gonna staycation. feel like ass. Even if you go there like and you don't drink one sip of alcohol, you just come back feeling like,
oh,
shit.
I get sick every time I go to Coachella. I get strep at Coachella to get psoriasis after.
Oh, we're gonna get burned.
Just all those people just huffing and puffing everywhere.
Are you gonna tan before?
You already look tan. You do look tan.
I'm gonna do it.
It's nice.
My face always gets roasted.
Yeah,
it's brutal.
But I'll make sure I'm going to have some screen on me the entire time. I just want to keep putting it on.
Yeah. Before we continue, we want to give a big thank you to our sponsor of this podcast, Rocket Money.
Hear me out. I've always struggled with finding time to manage all my money, business, and finances. At the end of a busy week, the last thing I want to do is spend time budgeting all my expenses or tracking down customer service teams to cancel old subscriptions I no longer use. But now I use Rocket Money, baby, and it does all that for me.
And with Rocket Money, we have full control over our subscriptions and a clear view of our expenses.
Exactly. We can see all of our subscriptions in one place, and if we see something that we don't want, Rocket Money can help me cancel it with just a few taps.
And I personally love how the dashboard shows me this month's spending compared to last month's, so I can clearly see my spending habits, plus they'll help me create a custom budget and keep my spending on track.
And Rocket Money will even try to negotiate lower your bills for you by up to 20%. All you got to do is submit a picture of your bill, and Rocket Money takes care of the rest. They'll deal with customer service for you.
And Rocket Money has over 5 million users and has saved a total of $500 million in canceled subscriptions, saving members up to $740 a year when using all of the app's features.
Honestly, I think all the $500 million that they've saved, I think all came from my account. 100%. All the editing apps that I have that have been paying for years and not using it, all those the streaming services that don't exist anymore. You know which ones I'm talking about. I'm not going to say it, but you know the one that was taking $25 a month
when it was shut down
3 years, and it was shut down, and I couldn't go and cancel it because it just didn't exist anymore. I want to call them out so bad, but it kept taking it away. But Rocket Money was there to nip it in the neck.
Oh, okay. So stop wasting money on things you don't use and cancel unwanted subscriptions by going to rocketmoney.com/unfiltered.
Again, that's rocketmoney.com/unfiltered.
Thank you, Rocket Money, for sponsoring this podcast and saving Zane $500 million.
Rocketmoney.com/unfiltered.
I was going to ask you guys something, and it keeps happening, and I don't know if it's just our cars or if we're the only ones. But have you noticed that if you have your phone plugged in and you're playing music through like Apple CarPlay?
Yeah.
If you open the Amazon app while the music is connected, it like turns the volume down.
Only Amazon does
Only this? Amazon. And it's been happening for so long. And I'm just like, I'll notice when I'll be like, you on Amazon right now?
Because
she'll be plugged in and I'm like, what you shopping for?
It'll drop a couple levels.
Oh.
And it almost like turns it from like stereo to like mono.
Muffled.
That's happened to me a few times.
On Amazon?
Well, it's just happened on my CarPlay a few times, but so, I never put the connection if it's Amazon.
I've never been on Amazon while listening to music.
This is weird. Yesterday we were in the car and we had the AC on full blast. I opened Amazon, AC dropped.
Huh?
Every time. And then I'd be like, all right, close it. And then AC would kick back up.
And I opened every other app, only Amazon.
Does this happen in the Jeep and the G-Wagon?
Yes.
Both cars.
What? I'm going to try this out. All
right, I'm going to try it right now when I go to Does it do it at Tesla?
I don't know.
I've never tried
it. It's only been our cars. How weird is that?
That makes no sense.
The music,
why?
I'm like, okay. Heath had a theory.
I was like, I think maybe they're trying to like push for like Amazon music. They don't want any other music to sound good. If you're on Amazon.
Like, right.
I was like, oh, okay. They kind of like dropped the quality. Whatever. But then when it started lowering the air conditioning, when I was on Amazon plugged in, I'm like, this is...
Like, that's not... The AC isn't CarPlay.
It doesn't make sense.
I wonder, have you tried any other app to see if
other app.
Have you looked it up?
Amazon apps interfere with CarPlay. If I'm listening to music or podcasts in my vehicle and I open an Amazon app, it's the sound coming from my speakers changes, and I don't know how, but the bass and everything's quieter, almost like listening to a record player. The AC also turns
down.
Like I was on a phone call.
This also happens whenever I pull into my driveway. It'll change for like 30 seconds when I get close to my house, and it'll go back to normal.
And so they go, hello, this is because Amazon has access to use your microphone. You will go to settings and scroll all the way down to Amazon, and you will click this, and you will see an option for microphone, and it's green. That's okay.
But
so
what's the reasoning?
Why is my
because
AC
there's there's a microphone on Amazon to where it's opening up as a microphone app. Like,
why would Amazon think that I am recording a voice
Because
memo.
People because go on Amazon.
You can press the mic and then talk to...
And say what you want to
say
buy.
Say what you want to buy. Yeah.
It's like part of its like
but
search
every
feature.
Other... There's so many other apps that are more for like talking into.
I think, but like that's also the keyboard. Yes, the keyboard also has like a microphone on it, but Amazon has the microphone button right there at the top of the search bar, doesn't it?
I think so. Let me check.
Like they're big about the microphone on it. So I think they have that feature down to where if it's considered a microphone app, they're trying to minimize the sounds that are happening within your vehicle, and that's the music and the AC.
Oh, I don't have it enabled, though. I don't have, like, Siri or anything like that. I don't have Siri or Alexa enabled.
Okay. Because I bet if you then opened up, like, the voice memo app, or if you opened up another microphone-based app, it would probably do the same thing.
We're going to do some testing on the way home tonight.
Oh, absolutely.
I just thought it was so weird. I'm glad to see other people... online have noticed it too.
Did you hear about Amazon? You know Amazon Fresh, the grocery stores that like you walk in, take what you need and get out? They got, but so people thought it was like a true technology that was able to detect the products and knew it immediately when you take it out. Turns out they've been actually using like the technology wasn't working, so they were hiring people in India, an office of 1,000 people, to monitor the security cameras, and they would sit there and keep track of the products that you would take out.
No.
And so now they got like busted that they've been lying about these Amazon Fresh stores, and now they're having to really anchor down on like a new form of technology to
That's make funny. It so happen. People were just looking at like the security cams and just adding it in for them.
Yeah. That's what it's been. Just some guy watching you the whole time, making it up. So you thought Amazon was doing this whole innovative technology, and they weren't doing that.
You know what? I did. When we were talking about this, I did question. I was like, "How the hell? How are they doing that? It like doesn't make sense that they're able to just."
It's like the Postmate robot wheel things.
There's somebody behind it.
Well, they suck at driving it.
I just want to know if their name is their name. It's like it'll be like.
Francisco.
Yeah, Francisco. And you're like, is Francisco really driving this or is it somebody else? Just the names are very all over the place that they have.
Damn, that ruined Amazon Fresh for me.
Where's the closest one here?
But hopefully, though, they're all new over. Technology. It's just so funny. Like, you take the jobs away from people working in the stores and you think it's all automated, but they're really just hiring somebody else in India where labor is so cheap.
Yeah.
Nah, that's what they do. They should have. That's crazy.
It's embarrassing on behalf of Amazon, like that they were just lying, thinking that this was some innovative form.
Yeah, no, they'll eat it up. We're Amazon; they'll believe it.
And we did.
Mm-hmm.
Speaking of grocery shopping, yes, I got a transition. There's this girl that posted a little warning to people. You know how. Trafficking is like a huge thing and the tactics are getting more and more discreet. It's very scary.
Yeah.
This girl just posted that she was shopping at Walmart at like 7 o'clock at night. And this employee came up to her and said, hey, what kind of car do you have? And she was like a Toyota. And he said, oh, is it silver? And is this the license plate? He was on the phone with somebody and they read the license plate. And she was like, yeah. And he was like, okay, your car is getting towed. And she was like, why? And she just parked in a regular parking lot. And he said, because we're starting this policy this week that we're just leaving some spots for premium members of Walmart or something. And she was like, that doesn't make any sense. Like, there's no signs, whatever. They were going on and on. He was trying to get all this information out of her. And he was on the phone with this guy. And he was like, well, they're going to tow it. And then the guy on the phone said, it's unlocked. I'm just going to steal it. And the guy was like, he's kidding. Like, he's not going to steal it. And she was like, what is going on? So then, thank God, her gut instinct wasn't to go outside and check for her car. She stayed in and just questioned the guy. And then luckily this other man stepped in because this kid ended up being really obnoxious and he was...
The employee is the kid?
The employee, yeah. The employee kept talking about her car or whatever. And then he was like, all right, fine, we won't tow it. He was like, but you're really cute. And then started flirting with her and she was like, what? So then this other customer stepped in and said, hey man, like she said, leave her alone. So he walked away. And then he was like, by the way, I didn't tow it. You're welcome. And she was like, what? So her gut went to another employee. She went to customer service and she told them the whole scenario. The manager comes forward and he said, that's not one of our employees. They said they've had kids come in, same scenario. They have the vest with the name tag and everything.
Oh.
And they're trying to lure girls to their car.
Oh, wow.
And then so the manager ended up walking her out to her car and he told her to take the receipt to open the door because they've had multiple occasions where girls reach for their handle and they pass out because there's something laced in the handle.
Jesus.
And so she used the receipt to open it. And then he knew, thank God, this manager's amazing. I don't know which Walmart this is, but
he's running the show.
Right? He has an app that can detect other air tags.
Okay.
So he opens it up and her air tag came up on her keys because it was like her name air tag. But then another anonymous one came up. So he said, let's search the car. And it was under her hood. They put an air tag
her hood. Do you think they did it right then and there at the parking lot or they had already been tracking her and got her down to that spot?
I have no idea, but I would
and sell. To get her like phone number and everything?
I would immediately sell my car. No, they don't have her phone number.
Well, didn't I thought license somebody.
The worker was on speaker with the towing guy.
Crazy.
So be careful. Don't be on your phone when you're walking around by yourself. Just be aware of your surroundings.
It's just crazy that they were doing it to multiple people.
Yeah, it's like, crazy that the manager knew exactly what she was talking about.
It's also crazy just to go into like a Walmart where there's so many security cameras around.
Yeah. That's what I don't understand.
Pose as a fake employee with your face and it's trafficking. Like you're right there. Like we have you. Like your identity is.
But the thing is that if she didn't like have that gut feeling, she probably felt safer to go out and check her card there than anywhere else.
Yeah.
Right?
Just go with your gut and just have your head on a freaking swivel.
Have your head on a spike.
And now they have women luring other women in. Like they're using women to because that was the only thing we had was like, oh, girls watch over girls.
Yeah.
Like you feel safer. Now not a girl's girl. Not a
girl's Gilly,
girl.
Gilly really put.
Every time I see a video like that, all the comments are like, same thing happened to me. Same thing happened to my friends. Same thing, all different parts of the country. So
they're going to need to get security for every single, one of these parking lots.
But at this point, are they really doing anything about it if it keeps happening?
No.
I don't understand.
What is this?
You spend your free time just at the Walmart parking lots, just protect and serve.
Before we continue, we want to give a big thank you to our next sponsor of this podcast, SeatGeek.
And as you're listening to this right now, we are just getting back from Coachella, baby. And you know how we got there? With SeatGeek, baby.
That's right. And with over 28 million downloads, SeatGeek is the number one rated ticketing app.
And they got more than 70,000 events every single day on SeatGeek, including concerts, sports, festivals like Coachella, and much, much more.
That's right. And on top of that, we got artists like Drake, the Jonas Brothers, Post Malone, and the 1975. All on tour right now, and you don't want to miss that.
And you know SeatGeek likes to keep it simple for you guys. They put all the tickets across the web in one place to make sure you're getting the best deal. Each ticket is rated on a scale of 1 to 10, so look for the green dots. Green means good, and red means not so good.
And every single ticket is backed by their buyer guarantee, and SeatGeek is the only site that lets you return your tickets ahead of the event with swaps.
And settle down, children. We know we came through for you guys with the hookup. Use our code UNFILTERED for $20 off tickets at SeatGeek.
That's right, baby. That's $20 off your first purchase with promo code UNFILTERED. Make sure to click the link in the description to download the app.
Thank you, SeatGeek, for sponsoring today's episode. We love you so much, and thank you for saving all of our customers hundreds of dollars in savings, baby. Okay. I got some fun facts for y'all.
Yes. Thank
God. What are some really dangerous things most people don't realize are dangerous? Okay.
Okay.
This one I've heard a lot, but it just every time I see this, it makes me not want to do it again because I do it a lot. Sitting all day, just your body sitting all day.
Terrible.
Really, really bad for you.
Oh, yeah. It's so sad, how many people do not move.
Yeah.
And how much that can catch up with you big time.
Especially as you're getting older.
Do you still do 10,000 steps a day?
No, but I definitely do around 5 to 7,000 for sure.
Yeah, my average is like 5,800 steps a day, even though I'm like, is the 10,000 steps a day like a real thing? Should it be?
I probably get like, it's like 600.
It's kind of, it's
600 steps a day.
So, it's kind of tough to do 10,000 every day because just time wise, but I, like, I'll try to be on the treadmill for at least like 30 to 45 minutes and that will equal to like 5,000 steps. And then the rest of the day I'm like getting, but I'll notice that like I'll sit in the same spot for like 3 hours, either on a computer or doing something, but like, I just not good to do that. Just have your body just stuck. Like that all day.
No.
Whatever.
Get moving, people.
Brazilian butt lifts, one of the most dangerous cosmetic surgeries. A lot of people, a lot of girls get this and they don't realize how dangerous it is.
Is it the surgery itself that's bad, or is it how large of the implant it's, being on the rear of your body?
I think it's just, it's very easy to fuck up a butt lift surgery.
Okay. And like cosmetically or like, it's what can go
it's
down
the whole,
in the
it's the
risk
whole,
of a fat embolism.
Yes.
Oh, right.
Fat enters the bloodstream. It can travel to the lungs or brain.
If this happens, it can lead to severe complications or even death. Furthermore, other risks include infection, bleeding, numbness, scars, and uneven results. You've ever seen what like they look like right after they finish, right?
I've seen people on the plane who would just like have gotten it done.
And now they're getting rid of it. These people like get it. They're getting
BBLs
it.
BBLs are out.
It's tough.
It's not a thing anymore.
A lot of people try to, or people have been getting their implants removed now more often than they have in the past because like it's still a foreign substance that is in your body next to like some of your most vital reproductive organs.
Yeah.
It's something your body is naturally trying to fight to get rid of in your system.
Right. So yeah, your body can reject it, but I'm not going to hate on people for getting a little nip and tuck if it makes you happier.
Yeah, I get it. I would never do any cosmetic surgery.
Is
that cosmetic?
Two hair transplants later.
It is cosmetic, but is it?
Yeah, but it's not that cosmetic.
Is it like an implant? No, but
he got his own hairs implanted.
Yeah.
I wonder how much of my ears are fake, though. I don't know.
If anything, they just all real. You just chopped off
the back, but I didn't know if there was like fake cartilage that they put in there.
Probably from your ear that they took off.
You didn't want to do like an ear donor where they would take somebody else's
ear donor
and put them on? No. Because it's just pinning. It basically took like a pizza slice out, like an orange slice from the back
of
my ears.
You know what always fascinates me? Every time I see like people with like prosthetic ears, I don't know why I love I think it's
like people who dress up like elves and stuff?
No. Oh. Like people like if they lose an ear.
I don't think I've ever seen a prosthetic ear.
Seeing how good they look.
Oh,
and
wow.
Watching people put them on and take them off is so sad. Because
they're like magnetic.
Yes. Oh my God, that's crazy. Yes, look at that.
They like snap on like with a magnet.
Wow.
They look so good. Like the artists who make these are so impressive.
I wonder
it's making me tear up how beautiful their ear is.
Isn't that cool?
Yeah, that's really cool.
I wonder how much like what the sound difference is when you take it off versus like you have it on.
I also don't know if maybe I have the obsession with it because of Men in Black.
And what's in Men in Black about the ears?
When the little alien is inside the old guy and it like the ear like and like his like faceless. I think of that every time I see somebody with it and I like think they're an alien. I don't know, but I like have like an obsession with it.
That's wild.
Like prosthetic noses I think are so cool.
Little ear fetish, nose fetish. Okay.
I don't know.
A full force punch to the face. People have died from a single punch.
Oh yeah.
Did you have an extreme fear when you were younger that you would get hit up your nose and it would go into your brain?
No.
I think that's part of the single punch. Like if you get it at the right angle, you could send that.
I don't remember who told me, but they were like, never uppercut somebody in the nose because you can hit them and that little bone can go straight up into their brain.
But I think this is what they're talking about.
Probably.
Right?
Because I remember thinking that was going to happen to me if I ever got punched in the nose, that I would like die.
Damn.
I just don't want to get punched in the face. No, it just doesn't sound fun.
It sucks enough like getting water up your nose.
Mm. Yeah.
Like, yeah.
Dude, whenever I get bumped in my nose, you start getting a little watery eyed.
I'm fine.
Getting socked in the face is like wild though. Like it just shouldn't be a thing anymore. Like, come on. What are we, five?
Coachella this weekend, Zane.
Oh yeah, right. Boom. Me with a security guard.
Oh yeah, that happened last Coachella, right?
Well, I was trying to be the hero last year, and I was the anti-hero.
What happened? What was the skinny of what went down?
Hero to zero. Hero to zero.
Who punched who? Like the security guard punched who?
A whole thing. They were kicking out a friend that was staying at the compound. I was like, this is stupid. I'm gonna do something about it. I was drunk. And then it went up to the security guy. I was like, hey, you're like,
oh, he put you in a chokehold.
Faster. I didn't even know what was happening. As soon as I, and to the ground.
Hey, that's my friend. Dude, that's
Did you yell back at him? We're like, what the fuck? How dare you put your hands on
me? Oh, yeah, it was embarrassing. I mean, after, once that happens, like anything you do is just like.
You just go back into your room at that point.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Oh, but then that next morning, Zane, are you? I was like, yeah, that was me.
All the ladies. I'm okay.
Yeah, but I mean, they didn't see the altercation, but I did tell him I won.
It still hurts a little bit.
Did we ever?
You should see the other guy. Another dangerous thing that people don't realize is a lot of people end up with liver failure from overusing Tylenol. It's not harmless. Yes. Don't treat it like Skittles.
Yes.
Yep.
It's specifically Tylenol. I only hear like Tylenol is like, much worse from your liver than like consistent, the Advils and the
consistent use of it. Yeah, yeah. Is really bad for you.
Yeah.
And that's why a lot of people will take Advil like just as a routine, almost like a vitamin where it's like, oh yeah, it's my daily little headache. I need to take another one. It's good to find another form to relieve that pain instead of doing it.
Yeah.
I know. Sometimes I'm always like with Patricia. She's not addicted to Advil, but I'm very like,
yeah.
Have you been, don't take this every day.
Yeah, I've been really leaning off of like that type of shit, like Tylenol and Advil, all that. I only take it when I really feel like a headache, like a bad headache.
Have you ever had a migraine?
Oh, it's the worst.
He's had bad migraines.
I've never had one.
They're debilitating.
Do you feel it like behind your eye, or is it like the one-sided, or is it like a tension band around it?
It's different. It's like light sensitivity, and then just like mine was like behind my eye.
Oh, is this the Mexico one?
That was way more intense than like a migraine, because I've had like migraines and it's like a really extreme headache.
Oh, those cluster headaches. Uh-huh.
Oh, cluster headaches, I've heard, is like a knife going through your brain. That's like, I feel so bad. Yeah. Mm-hmm. But I just remember, like, my theater teacher, we get migraines, but we'd get, like, the whole fucking, like, class off because she had a migraine. But I never want one, but, like, sometimes I want to understand how fucking debilitating it is.
Yeah. What's migraine medication people, like, Excedrin? Is that for migraine, or is that
I have, like, a one like that. It's basically just, like, an extra strength Tylenol with caffeine. Caffeine is a really good thing for helping a migraine.
Oh, really?
So it's basically the same thing, but the dosage is higher with caffeine in it.
Oh. I also heard, like, if you get this, I don't know what this part of the ear is called.
The conch?
Is it that? This little, the first thing? If you get that pierced, a lot of people have had
migraine relief.
Incredible migraine relief from it.
That's why Todd doesn't get headaches anymore.
Uh-huh. Same with Botox.
Because he has that. Mm-hmm. Oh, Botox. Yeah, I've heard that too.
Mm-hmm.
People, or do people just say that like
it's an I got it for
Botox
migraines.
It's for migraines.
Yeah, it's sure, like it's the deviated septum of skin repair.
Uh-huh.
My friend was telling me that I've been getting a lot of like strain back here, all over here, and I don't know what it is. And she's like, "Do you grind your teeth at night?" I was like, "Yeah, I'm really. It's getting like a lot worse. I'll wake up
and
my teeth, I'll wake up. My teeth are clenching when I wake up. Like it's getting so bad, and it's because I don't use a night guard. Oof. And it's just like, it's going from here all the way back here. Yeah, like the clenching.
Tension.
Yeah.
I tried a night guard. I couldn't do it.
I can't do it.
I have one that is not the full around one, but it's just the middle.
Like, the middle.
So yeah, you're not doing like the full guard. It creates just amount of space and that's what you're pinching on. So like, it feels a little easier in your mouth than having like a whole fucking thing. Pocky puck in you.
Yeah. That literally feels like a hockey puck in your mouth. I don't know how people do it.
I just got my tension relieved the other day. Mariah got me a masseuse to the house.
Ooh.
Okay. For my birthday.
What's her name?
Ayana.
No idea.
Ayana, okay. Massage you.
Okay.
Oh, what were you guys doing on your birthday where you had those like weird things on your hands? What was that?
VR.
Oh, the VR experience.
Oh, that's so what it was. I was like, at the, what are they doing?
The Topanga Mall.
Matt, you have to go. It is
Have you done
insane.
A full one?
Insane.
Blast.
I honestly thought it was going to be like corny.
I did too.
Like, you know those like those things in the mall where it's like VR, like it's gonna be kind of corny. Just try it out. Yeah.
I've done a VR one where like you're on a platform and you're in a whole room that's like VR based, but like not spatial one. Did you do one where you're walking through?
Yeah,
halls
the whole
and
room
stuff?
Was no, not like halls, but the whole room was open. So had like
the box that we were allowed to walk around is pretty much the size of this room, but like it's in a bigger room.
Yeah, I've done like a river run thing where I was like on like a raft and like shooting at aliens on that. But yeah.
So this was cool because you could like move around and like change elevation. Like you could like squat down. They were on your feet. They were on your hands. So you like.
Oh, dope.
It was felt really
like whatever
immersive.
You're doing, you could see that person do exactly that.
Oh, cool.
So like we were doing like dance moves and it was like registering it perfectly.
Like Mariah was on the floor and like you like are looking at them in this VR character.
Whoa. You really escape from this planet.
And
like,
then
when
once
you do
you're
that.
Done, the second you walk out, they bring you to a TV and they already made a trailer of you. In there,
we should show them after on the one.
It's
one.
Really cool.
It's like, but like as we're doing it, they made a whole trailer, like almost like AI.
Highlights.
Wow,
like AI put it together, but like it was done really well. We were really impressed with it.
And then
really
you're like good. Watching yourself because like it's so intense while you're in it, and you feel like you're like looking cool, like you got the gun, you're like shooting zombies, and then you watch the footage back, and it's like silent, and it's like ah.
Oh really man, bad. I was drenched by the end of it.
How long was the session?
30 minutes.
Oh damn, a whole 30-minute VR. Yeah. Oh damn, the thing I did was like 10 minutes. That's crazy. Cool.
Really it felt fun. Long though. It felt like we were in there for a long time.
It's a mission.
Yeah.
It really was.
They have Squid Games. We didn't do that though. We did like the it was like Deadwood. It was like a zombie killing game.
The
but they have
Squid Games one looks crazy.
It was cool because if somebody dies in your group, you can revive them. Like you, as you're shooting, you go and touch their shoulder to revive them. Yeah. It's the coolest thing. I cannot believe that exists.
You should have just had you be the healer the whole time.
I was wearing heels.
You were touching more shoulders than killing zombies.
I was wearing heels.
I want to play Overcooked, that game, so badly. Do you know Overcooked? It's like the cooking one where like you run around and like someone has to handle soups and stuff, and it's like the little people running around.
Oh, I would love that because I love Diner Dash.
Imagine Diner Dash in VR.
Yeah.
Oh my God.
I bet one exists.
That is the best idea I've heard of all year.
Oh, yeah. I just want a business. Like,
I just want a business.
Y'all, we have orders. I'm on soups.
That's like good practice, though. Like, if you want to, like.
Wait, Quest 2? Wait.
People listening?
Oh my gosh, Zane.
It's on Quest.
Oh my gosh.
Oh, fun. They got like a diner simulator.
It's so funny. Like, the world of like VR, like, now that I'm like learning about it and like Sims, just. What people do for a simulation is so funny. Mm-hmm. Like there's people that are doing like truck driving and doing like 3-hour drives in a simulator.
Yeah.
In a tractor trailer for no reason to simulate driving a tractor trailer. There's another thing where people go out and it's like camping simulation.
Mm-hmm.
Like why?
You can live a bunch of different lives.
It's
see what
so
you like.
Fascinating.
Simulating first dates.
Oh, that's pretty good.
It's so
funny. He's just chatting with AI, trying to get his game
just like,
down.
Yeah, just trying to get better and better.
Knocking over a glass.
Before we continue, we want to give a big thank you to our next sponsor of this podcast, BetterHelp.
Riddle me this. Oh. How's your social battery right now? Touche. It can be easy to ignore our social battery and spread ourselves thin, especially with social gatherings, picking up after the winter.
And that's why therapy helps. Therapy can give you the self-awareness to build a social life that doesn't drain your battery.
So if you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online, designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule.
And it's so simple. All you have to do is fill out a brief questionnaire and you're going to get matched with a licensed therapist. And you can switch therapists at any time for no additional charge.
And here's the thing. I just don't want to be leaving my bedroom and going into a waiting room and wait for a therapist out on the other side of town. Mm-hmm. I don't want to be doing that.
While it's chilly, baby, you get in the car, you're trying to bump the heater, you're trying to dial all your stuffing, you put your seats heater on. Mm-mm.
I just want to be in the comfort of my own home. I want to be snuggled up under my covers. I want to be in my office at my house.
That's
I just don't want to. I want to be in the comfort of my own home, and I want to be talking to somebody that's going to give me actual good advice. I don't want to be talking to you about my stuff
because I'm going to tell you what you want to hear.
Exactly. And as much as I love it, it's not good for me. I need that unbiased, good advice from a real. Expired expert in therapy.
That's right. So if you're looking to find your sweet spot with BetterHelp, all you have to do is visit betterhelp.com/Zane and Heath today, and you're going to get 10% off your first month.
Exactly. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.com/Zane and Heath.
Thank you, BetterHelp, for sponsoring this podcast, helping us and helping everybody watching. Oh, sorry, but what I was going to say earlier about the whole massage. Lady comes to the house and, you know, I'm trying to make it feel like a little spa treatment, whatever. It's my birthday and I put on YouTube, I was like, relaxation, spa, music, whatever. Uh-huh. It's like a 3-hour video of it. She starts the massage and I'm not joking, every 20 minutes was a commercial because it was YouTube.
Oh.
It's in the middle of a massage, like relaxing, and it was like, try Taco Bell's new cheesy gordita crunch, Locos Tacos. And it was like, I didn't have the remote, so you couldn't like skip.
Was it your YouTube account or hers?
No, it was just the one on the TV. I didn't like log in. Because
you don't have YouTube Premium, dude.
I should have just brought in a portable speaker and just played.
I just wasn't
relaxing.
Thinking.
Yeah. Well, you know Heath and his Pandora.
But it was so funny. And like, I didn't have the remote to like fast forward to like skip it. So it was just like
playing throughout the massage.
Oh, no. Taco Bell's crunch supreme.
Or their cantina.
So
their
funny.
Cantina.
I couldn't stop laughing. But yeah, Taco Bell's banging.
Oh, their new cantina?
I got to try
they're
it.
They're doing ad deals right now. We're talking about it right now.
I know, their budget is.
But I had that cantina like taco thing with like the cheesy like on the outside of the show.
Is cantina, what's cantina? What's the word cantina mean?
Cantina means, is it kitchen or that's cocina? Cucina
is kitchen, I think.
Okay, but cantina is like a better version of like a kitchen, like a more fancy kitchen.
Oh.
What is cantina meaning? Cantina is a bar. Okay.
Oh.
So it's like a canteen. Like, yeah, it's a place that serves food and drinks and stuff, almost like.
Okay. Well, they don't have alcoholic beverages in Taco Bell, so I don't know why they're
Taco Bell cantina does.
They have like this new menu.
Oh,
like,
they have alcohol in there?
Uh-huh.
Actually, they've always had it in the Vegas one.
Taco Bell Cantina, those establishments do have liquor.
They have one in Vegas, and that's what they have. Yeah, you're right.
I've been to that one.
This one I just learned recently. We actually just talked about this, but eating grapefruit while on medication. Grapefruit has so many bad interactions with medication, ranging from rendering the medication ineffective to toxicity.
That is so, I still can't.
I was told.
That is so weird.
Yeah. Like when I was handed my, like Lexapro for the first time, I remember the lady was like specific about like the grapefruit.
Don't eat the grapefruit.
Don't eat grapefruit with this. I'm like, oh, grapefruit. Wow.
Oh, it's my favorite fruit.
Do you put, but we, I think we talked about this.
We're about to have to say,
we've had this exact same conversation. Gross.
I actually wanted to go exactly how
sugar,
it went last time.
I get it, but.
Putting your feet on the dashboard, it is extremely dangerous.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, you Zane, you do love doing that. We can tell.
So the feet up. It's my fucking dashboard. Like, I love you. You're my wife, but just get the feet off.
Put it down.
I like to be comfortable.
But so you go in other people's car and you put that foot up on it.
I take my shoes off. I'm not rude about that. And I make sure my feet don't smell bad, obviously.
Yeah.
It is dangerous. You slam into a car.
That leg
is gone.
Folded.
Up to your ear.
Yeah.
It's just so scary to think, like, if you had your legs like this, and then your hips just go out the back of you.
Oh.
Would that happen?
Probably,
like your leg just shoot backwards?
The pressure of, like, a car hit. I've been seeing a lot of car accidents, by the way, on my feed. All right. Not having, this one I just learned a few days ago too, not having enough sodium. There's always warnings about too much salt, but apparently if you don't have enough, it can throw your body totally out of whack.
Yes.
Learn this after passing out and ending up in the ER.
Love that. Love that. Love salt.
Salt is very important.
Yeah. More. I try to do it with like Liquid IV or Element, like any of those packets. I have one of those a day. I feel like one a day, like, always gets.
Yeah, and even if you don't have the liquid IV, just like pink Himalayan salt, a little bit of lemon juice, get that going.
They
get
even
that metabolism
have
moving.
Celtic sea salt.
Yeah,
Celtic sea salt. I just ordered a bag of that.
It's expensive, but it's good.
Do you ever see that? Like, what's her name? She's famous in like the homeopathic world.
The old Australian woman.
She's like, what you need is sea salt, because what that does is it attacks all of the pathogens that are in your body. Though she's very controversial though, because she's gotten in trouble for like lots of things, like.
You know, that's the one I saw before I bought the Celtics. I think that girl, I watched that and then bought it.
She's on that dry erase board. Yeah. Bitch, make a fucking PowerPoint too. Like, I don't understand.
She keeps it traditional.
Sorry,
I like
called
that.
Her a bitch. I didn't mean it. She's probably a very nice, interesting woman. But I'm just like.
No, look, queen. Look at that. Look at her.
Oh, well, she's falsely claimed to be able to cure cancer and urge clients not to do chemotherapy.
I believe her,
saying that cancer is a fungus and can be treated with baking soda. That's
it, literally me.
Did you put garlic in your ear?
Yeah, did you put olive oil in your
ear? Did you try to rub garlic on the tumor?
The infant nutrition one, because she recommended that parents who are unable to breastfeed their infant should use substitutes besides formula. They've included unpasteurized goat milk and a mix of almond milk and dates and bananas, but this is definitely not safe. And the danger here is that infants will, like, not support healthy growth and development. But I do think she has some
Speaking of
points,
cancer, the-
take it with a grain of salt. A grain of Celtic salt.
Yeah.
From Barbara O'Neill.
This one's interesting. Garage door springs. Ours broke one night and it sounded like a damn 12 gauge going off. Can confirm, do not go anywhere near those things.
Oh, yeah.
I can't even imagine.
Oh, like when
what?
They snap?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Oh, no.
The tension that is probably like bound within them is probably like.
Like garage doors now, like newer garage doors or like the old school, just any?
I think most are still on a spring system.
How do they get the spring on? What kind of machine gets the spring on? You know, like when you put a trampoline together, those springs are hard to
those are intense.
I remember when I was a kid, we were driving home, pulling up into the driveway, opened the garage door. The garage door was opening. All of a sudden, it just starts like cranking to the left and the whole thing starts breaking. And we were like, what's happening? We were like, my dad was like, God damn it. What's wrong with the garage? And then we go up and we look into where like the whole wire like coils up. A snake had gotten up in there and nested. And so when it went up, it wrapped around the snake and killed the snake but caused our entire garage door to break all because this snake was nesting in the corner of the garage.
Killed all the babies too?
Yeah.
Good. Pushing, another dangerous act, pushing and using force to push out a pee-pee cocky. Unfortunately, true. If you have to do a lot of straining, adjust your diet / talk to a doctor. Heart straining can cause everything from minor inconveniences like hemorrhoids up to heart attacks and strokes.
I am terrified of hemorrhoids. Or you hear people who have horror stories about hemorrhoids and how like much pain it causes them.
Yeah.
Yeah, for the rest. It's really hard to get rid of, too.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You can't like even like surgically remove it. I also know like some people have to get like Botox in their anus to like.
You can do that?
Yeah.
We should do that.
Do you have hemorrhoids?
No.
Oh.
You would know. Walking up or down the stairs. You guys listening? This is for over 50 plus. We have a few of those listening. Walking up or down the stairs, the most common accidents at home is falling down the stairs, gam. And don't leave shoes or other things on the stairs.
Yeah, stairs.
Yeah.
Yeah, stairs are dangerous. I'm like, yeah, that's, yeah. Be careful out there.
These are good. Be careful out there,
guys.
It is a dark world out there, y'all.
Stairs will get you.
I just try to think of a response, and I just like, I don't know. I'm like.
Stay safe out there.
I'm always very terrified about the dishwasher and like knives in the dishwasher. I'm always terrified like when you're like loading a dishwasher and knives, I'm like scared I'm going to like reach in and like a knife is there that I don't see. And it's just going to cut me open.
That just moved.
And it's going to hit that main artery and I'm
just
going to bleed out.
Mine is just, I got the garbage disposal fear.
Oh, yeah. Like I'm always looking at the light, even though nobody's home and my hand's there. I need to just know.
Something is going to happen.
Ugh, I've always wanted, like, why is it with the garbage disposal? Oh, let's make it a light switch, just like all the fucking switches in the home. A blade.
It needs to be more prominent.
Like a red button.
Yes.
Like just boom.
I love the ones where like it's an actual button on the sink. Genius idea. Nah, let's make it with a light switch and put it against all the other lights in the kitchen.
We have six in a row and one of them is the disposal.
And it just shouldn't be something that we can all reach very, very easily. It should be something that's like just kind of down more in the pipeline or sink. I don't know. Just somewhere a little far away.
But I tell you what, though. That incinerator, guy who made that, genius.
What's it? Wait, is that an actual thing?
Wait, yes, it's what they're, every time I see one underneath the sink, they're called incinerators.
The garbage disposal is called an incinerator. Oh, okay. Mm-hmm. Gotcha. What else is dangerous?
No, that's it.
Oh.
This is another one fun one that I found. Company secrets that I can share since I don't work there anymore. These are different ones.
I love these.
Oprah Winfrey had us edit her arm waddles in post-production.
Like the bingo arms?
The bingo arms.
These?
The Thanksgiving arms. Mm. Auntie's cooking arms. Love that. I worked at L'Oreal. The cosmetics from L'Oreal and Lancome are practically the same, but Lancome costs $20 more.
Oh.
Same product.
It's crazy what people will pay different just for branding. A name brand.
T-Mobile has two coverage maps. The one they show customers and the real one that is internal shows the actual coverage. Diminishes about 50%. Their coverage is built on a bed of lies.
Ooh. How do they get away with that?
Yeah, how do you not, like...
When you're working there, you find the shit out. And once you leave a company, I mean, you don't have, like... And if you do have an NDA, these people are posting on Reddit and shit, like, which is, like, private accounts.
Hold them accountable.
Interesting.
Okay. Well... Diet Sprite and Sprite Zero were the exact same thing. They didn't change the recipe one bit. They just changed the name and design.
Oh, I wonder which sells better, Diet Sprite or Sprite Zero.
I think Sprite Zero. That's why they changed it.
Interesting. Usually most times, like, well, I feel like we've talked about this, like how like people love Diet Coke because it's the taste of Diet Coke. Yeah. People like Coke Zero because it's the closest thing that tastes like Coke.
Yeah. But this one, I don't think they were able to do that. So they just
made it the same.
Changed the name.
I like that they keep the look of the zero to look like the can, though. Like, it's...
Well, the reason why they, like, changed the color of the bottles, too, is because they realized when there was, like, pictures, you know, of pollution, of a whole bunch of trash, and you see a bunch of green bottles, all of those bottles are Sprite. So they changed the bottle to be clear so they don't be, like, identifiable in the global picture of yeah. pollution.
Huh.
You know what I was thinking about the other day? Why did it take so long for drinks like... Poppy and Olipop to come out with less sugar sodas? Like, you have a soda that has like 60 grams of sugar and then a diet which is zero and it's full of aspartame. Why did it take 60 years for somebody to be like, all right, let's just put like 4 grams of sugar so it's not too sweet, but it's still why?
Trends. I think it became trendy. But
people wanted something with no sugar. Like,
I don't think as many people as you think. I think it's just because we're in LA. This is
no. I'm saying people drink diet soda everywhere. Like, people don't want to drink the sugar and have like that much sugar. Everybody knows like that much sugar is bad.
Yeah.
But why would you have 100 or zero? Why did it take 60 years for somebody to be like, all right, we'll just put like six grams, like have it a little sweet?
Consumer trends and the conversation of how things get so popular. I sound like an idiot when I'm saying. It's the way how, like, veganism became huge lately. It's just a new consumer trend in that it gets popular. Back then, choices were so limited. More research that are done. People have more conversations of it. The rise of the internet, especially. Because back then, it was just TV. And the advertisements of what they told you to buy, and that was it. There wasn't, like, these...
Poppy hits, though.
They do.
The dialogue of other healthy alternatives was very small because there wasn't a form of people talking about it. Because of the rise of the internet, I think people are now becoming more conscientious with their consumer choices. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
Okay.
Have you ever had that, like, blue raspberry poppy?
Oh, it's delicious. Oh, yeah. And I had their smoothies, or no, they're like their slurpy kind of flavors too. Which I don't even know if they like sell them, but they have them at their poppy events. Oh,
so good.
Delicious.
So good.
I love soda. Oof.
I used to work in college admissions. Rich donors, athletes, and other VIPs have lower admission criteria. They still have minimums, but they're super easy to reach, even for a selective university. In the case of the university I worked for, BYU, children of general church authorities also got this.
I know. It's messed up. Oh,
yeah, that money be talking, boy.
Olive Garden. Olive Garden breadsticks are just Franz brand breadsticks, garlic salt, and butter. It's margarine, not butter. I forgot there's a difference.
Whoa.
It's Franz brand? That's the name of the company that makes those breadsticks?
Franz brand.
That's what they're doing.
Get on Amazon.
I wish I knew the exact way to describe this, but there's a kind of a psychological trick of why they bring bread into, like, for you, it's the first thing that you eat because you have almost like this insulin spike from eating the bread.
Mm-hmm. And so I heard about that too. Yeah.
You're willing to make bigger purchases and spend more money because of the bread does this psychological effect on you.
Wow. This one's really interesting. We just talked about this, but this is like, we didn't get into this. I used to work surveillance at a casino. From something like 3 stories high ceiling, we could zoom in on money on the table games and read the serial numbers of the bills. We could see the pips on the dice.
Whoa.
The policy was just to not look down blouses. That's crazy. They could see a serial number on bills from a...
Oh,
that's crazy. Imagine how clear that shit is. Like, just like zooming in on people's faces, like far away. Able to detect anybody
and
walking.
It's only
going to
get better. They're only going to get better and way more accurate. That's freaky.
How much are those cameras, and why don't they have those cameras everywhere? Like, why don't we have that on our houses? I want those type of cameras. I want to be able to zoom in on a car down the street that's like stalking us.
Put those in Walmart.
Right?
Yeah.
I didn't understand this. Used to work at a graphic design firm. All our Adobe software was pirated.
Oh. They stole it.
Okay.
Because Adobe, they charge you so much to...
Thank
goodness that they made it more of like a trial subscription where you can pay like, I don't know, $50 a month and you can have access to all the Adobe Creative Suites. I thought it was always ridiculous they would sell that stuff for like $400 for people. Like, fuck off.
I always got so jealous. Like, I bought like the bundle for like editing and like stuff like that. Yeah. And I was always looking at the programs that like I'd never heard of, and just like they seem really cool for people that know it.
Mm-hmm.
I'm like, I can't believe these are used by people professionally to like do work.
Yeah, it's so complex.
So cool.
I think even like Final Cut, like how much is Final Cut?
It's a lot.
$300.
Insane. Like Hidayah just made a podcast with her friend, and she they got their cameras and everything. It costs money, and they're like, okay, we want to, what do you use to edit? I was like, oh, Final Cut Pro. And then it hit me that it costs $250.
Yeah.
It's somebody that just wants to like start podcasting, just wants to edit their videos, they have to be $250.
But it will pay for itself. It makes you money. So it's a bit of an investment.
It's just like a lot of money.
I know, it is.
For a fucking editing software.
I don't know. David's vlogs looked pretty good on iMovie.
Oh, another one. Do not wear Crocs on escalators.
Why?
Yes.
Because the rubber can get sucked in the...
It happens.
That one was really, I saw that, I was like, I'm sure so many people are not thinking about that.
Yeah, just figure it out. It looks like way too intense of a mechanics going
on. Yeah, it can be a lot safer.
It's just more gentle. Don't make it look like it's just these teeth of gears and doom that I'm having to travel on. Like, huh?
Like, even when when there's a hole in there and they're like working on it, just look inside it. It's like death.
Yeah.
It's just death. Ooh. Under that.
Oh,
there you go.
It's nothing.
But, you got it, girl.
We haven't tried them yet, but little hack, if you are tired of tying and untying your shoelaces, especially for shoes, like high top shoes, like Converse, your running shoes, for Heath's birthday, I found him these elastic shoelaces that stretch. So you could put them on Converse, tie them all the way up, and all you have to do is pull them open and slip your shoe.
But they look like normal shoelaces. They don't look like rubber or like funky. They just look like straight up shoelaces.
I wore them for years on my kill shots, the rubber laces ones where you just put the little loop in.
No, not that. Oh. It is an actual shoelace that you would lace up your shoe, but it looks normal, but the material is like super stretchy.
Yeah, they're great.
I'm going to get some. Thank you.
You also got the Hatch.
Oh my gosh.
Alarm
Matt,
clock.
You would love it.
We have one. The one that naturally wakes up with the light and it's really calming and stuff. And
do you like the sound before bed?
Wait, yeah, wait, we what? Love. We play white noise
on it.
What is it?
It's like an alarm clock, but it's like aesthetic and it's got like a light so you could like put it on like when you're going to bed and it'll play like different sounds. You could do like thunderstorms, rainstorms, like
you're saying river. Like while you're sleeping?
Yeah, like you put it on, like I'll put it on before bed. And then you set the wake up alarm to be like whatever like sound you would want it to be, and it'll have like the glowing light that comes up, and
you could. It'll look like a sunrise, mm-hmm. So it'll wake you up before the alarm. Like it'll get the room really bright, and it glows orange like the sun. But you can also set it to different sounds. Like you could do like a drag queen, but you better get up out of bed. Like this whole thing. It's really fun.
You better
fun.
Get your ass out that bed now.
We have one. Oh, she's like, oh, make sure it's a really great day. Like you're make sure to drink some water. And like, it's this like positive motivation.
I would do like the sergeant boot camp one.
Get your ass.
I just do like I like the frequency ones that are like a certain frequency for like.
Oh, yeah. Like, wait, you mean like green noise, white noise, brown noise?
Those are good, but like the, some of them are, it's like a specific like hertz frequency that is like supposedly like puts your body into like a.
We're huge
state.
Brown noise people. We have like two brown noise machines.
You like brown noise?
We were big brown noise people, but now we're on green noise. Green noise, I think it sounds a little, almost borderline rain. I do like rain, but sometimes it's a little, makes me kind of want to pee a little bit. And if I wake up in the middle of the night, it's a little bit spooky, kind of. But, because brown noise is like, white noise is like, pink noise is.
I didn't even know that the different colors are like different types. I thought there's only brown noise and like white noise.
Oh yeah, there's like tons of different ones.
Wow.
I have the most obnoxious alarms on my phone that I will just sleep through. They go so long that I don't even have to pause them. They just automatically turn off.
You sleep through your alarms?
Every time.
Really?
Every time. It doesn't matter which one I put on my phone. But like if I hear the cat bite the bed, I am up in a split second.
The cat biting the bed?
Yeah.
Like just that.
Just that little nibble on the corner of the bed.
It wakes you up?
Yeah.
Aw. I want someone to wake me up like that.
It is crazy how he wakes us up.
Mm-hmm.
Like I feed him at 7 every morning.
Mm-hmm.
Like 7 on the dot, he's like tapping my arm. It's the weirdest. It's so weird.
Yeah, cats have a really good routine of like their diet.
It is so crazy. That's crazy. He's like, hello. And if like nobody gets up, he'll bite the bed for attention. He won't do it during the day, but if we're in bed, he's like, no, we're up. Come on.
And I think he knows we don't want him biting the bed.
And he knows it gets us up. It's really
smart
weird.
Smart little shit.
Oh. Little shit.
That's all.
All right. We're going to close it out here. Thank you for hanging with us for another episode. Thank you for watching. Wish Matt luck in South Korea.
And
thank
wish us much. Luck in Palm Springs.
Good luck.
Have a blast. I'm excited for you guys.
You're Scotch Korean.
Scotch Korean? Kamsahamnida. Which is thank you.
One contradiction eating another. It's my favorite commercial.
You can check out these episodes every Monday audio form on all the podcast platforms. And every Tuesday we post a video version on our YouTube channel, youtube.com/Zane and Heath.
Also make sure to check out our Patreon, patreon.com/Zane and Heath. We do a bonus episode every single month. We keep these cameras rolling for another 20 minutes. We keep hanging out. You get an extended cut of the podcast. We do a live Q&A every month. A little BTS stuff. All on patreon.com/Zane and Heath.
Thank you so much for tuning into another episode, and we will see you next week.
Toodaloo. All right, babies.
Toodaloo, effers.
Ciao.
Peace.
Wiedersehen.